Señor. Thank you, Jesus. We came to praise the Lord. Amen. Vinimos a alabar a Dios. Amen. Ooh, I love that song. Me encanta esa canción. Por eso fue que yo me desperté. That's why I woke up today to come to praise. ¿Quiénes pueden decir aleluya?
Who can say hallelujah?
Aleluya, gloria a Dios.
Glory to God.
Amen. El Señor, ¿tú sabes que el Señor puede cambiar tu lamento en baile?
Do you know the Lord can turn your mourning into dancing?
Yo lo he experimentado tanta y tantas veces en mi vida.
I've experimented that and I've
seen that many times
cuando, in my life.
Cuando yo a veces en sacrificio vengo a adorar al Señor y a alabar al Señor.
And a lot of times I come to worship the Lord in sacrifice so many times.
Pero
in my
medio de alabanza, de la adoración,
but in the middle of the worship, in the middle of the praise,
hay libertad,
there is freedom.
Hay sanidad,
there is healing.
Hay liberación,
there is liberation.
Amen.
Amen.
¿Tú lo crees?
Do you believe that with me today?
Así obra el Señor en medio de la alabanza.
That's what
de su
God
pueblo
does in the middle of the praise.
Porque dice en su palabra que él habita en medio de la alabanza.
It says in the word of God that he is inhabited in the praises of his people. That he looks for worshipers.
Y cuando al fin nos encontró adoradores aquí,
and when he finds the worshipers,
aleluya,
he seeks,
él se goza con sus hijos.
He rejoices with us.
Y
amen.
Sopla bendición.
He breathes blessing over
sopla
us.
Sopla su presencia, su amor, su bendición.
His blessing and his promise over
nuestro lamento en baile.
And
aleluya.
He turns our mourning into dancing.
Gracias, Jesús.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. El Señor está aquí.
The Lord is here.
You know, the Bible says that God loves a cheerful giver.
¿Sabes que la palabra dice de que él ama al dador alegre?
We often take that to mean just giving money.
A veces nosotros tomamos eso como, es para dar dinero.
Yeah, but it's for everything we do.
No, pero se trata de todo lo que hacemos.
To serve the Lord with
servir
joy
al Señor
and
con
gladness.
Gozo y no sé, gozo y afán.
Felicidad.
Felicidad.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's a good thing to praise the Lord.
Es algo bueno alabar al Señor.
It's good for you.
Es bueno para ti.
But you know what? It's good for the person next
pero
to you.
Pero también es bueno para la persona a tu lado también.
Amen. When you start getting excited
cuando
about
tú empiezas
the Lord,
a emocionarte en la presencia de Dios,
you might just catch somebody else on fire.
Tú también puedes agarrar a otra persona también que está en fuego.
Because fire is contagious.
Porque el fuego es contagioso.
When you love the Lord.
Cuando tú amas al Señor.
Amen. Father, I thank you for blessing.
Padre, te damos gracias por bendecir
the giving time we have,
el tiempo que podemos darte,
our worship time,
nuestro tiempo de adoración.
Lord, bless those that have been so faithful.
Padre,
to
bendice
him.
Aquellos que han sido tan fieles.
We're able to be here because of the faithfulness of your people.
Que
Lord,
están aquí por la fidelidad de tu pueblo. Estamos acá.
Bless them.
Bendícelos, Padre.
They're sowing seed.
Están sembrando semillas.
Not into the church,
no para la iglesia,
but into the kingdom of
sino
God,
para el reino de Dios.
And you're going to reap a harvest of righteousness.
Y vamos a cosechar algo grande, Señor.
That's your promise.
Esa es tu promesa, Jesús.
Amen.
Amen.
And the church says.
Y la iglesia dice.
Sí.
Sí.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes and amen.
You can bring your tithes and offerings.
Pueden traer sus diezmos, sus ofrendas. Cuando vengan, tomen esta oportunidad de saludarnos el uno al otro.
Yeah, just take this time to greet one another. When you come forward, to greet people you see.
Dar un abrazo santo.
Give a holy hug.
Un beso santo.
A holy kiss.
A poner tu mano sobre su hombro, lo que sea. Una palabra de ánimo.
A pat on the back.
Una palabra de ánimo.
A word of encouragement.
Nos necesitamos el uno al otro.
We need that. All of us need that.
Amén. El Señor creó iglesia por esa razón.
The Lord created the church for that purpose.
Cuando ya regresen a sus asientos, pueden tomar asiento, por favor. Yo voy a tomar unos minutos, solamente son minutos de ánimo.
I just want to give you a moment of encouragement.
Yeah, I think David's going to help me. Okay. All right, so I'm going to switch now. I'm going to turn the knob from Spanish to English.
Vamos a cambiar de inglés a español.
All right, if you just give me a few minutes, this is something I feel that God's been pressing in my heart.
Unos minutos nada más, algo que Dios ha puesto en mi corazón.
And it's something that I feel that, I don't know, he just gave me a little thought, a little idea, a little illustration.
Que siento que es necesario ilustrarlo, una, darles una idea.
Do you see what's over here, what Pastor David has?
Si ven lo que tiene acá el Pastor David.
This is called a bench.
Una banca.
Yeah, it's a bench with a bar, and then the bar has weights. They're
con,
called like
con barras
heavy weights.
Y pesas.
Free weights, that's what they call it.
Pesas.
Oh, today is time of competition.
Y vamos a hacer una competencia.
I think my husband likes that. He loves to work out. And can you tell by his arms, his muscles?
Porque hace sus ejercicios.
Let me go back to being spiritual here. Anyway.
Pero bueno.
So, I feel that this is something the Lord wants to speak to Living Connection.
Yo creo que eso es algo que Dios quiere hablarle a la iglesia Conexión.
You might think, well, how can this be related to anything that has to do with the Lord?
Y a lo mejor se pregunten, ¿cómo está esto relacionado con algo?
Well, first thing we're going to do is we're going to read the scripture, right?
Vamos a leer la escritura, primero que
so
nada.
We're going to go and we're going to read about fellowship.
Vamos a hablar de la relación.
And it's in Hebrews 10 where we find that. Hebrews 10, I think it's 23 to 25.
Hebreos 10, del 23 al 25.
So if you can help me read it, please.
Si me ayudan a leerlo.
It says here, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. For he who promised is faithful.
Dice, mantengamos firmes sin fluctuar la profesión de nuestra esperanza, porque fiel es el que lo prometió.
Do you agree that sometimes as children of God we feel like we're wavering?
¿Se sienten a veces que como hijos de Dios fluctuamos?
It's tough.
Sí,
sometimes
es difícil.
Sometimes it's tough, right?
A veces
Let's
es difícil.
Go to verse 24.
Versículo 24.
And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works.
Y considerémonos unos a otros para estimularnos al amor y a las buenas obras.
So we're in this journey not by ourselves. That's not God's intention. We're in this journey together.
Estamos en este viaje todos juntos, no
that's
solos.
That's what the word of God says,
eso que,
right?
Eso que dice la palabra.
It says here that we should stir each other, we should motivate, lift each other up, right?
Nos estimulemos el uno al otro en el amor.
So our walk should not be alone.
Para que no estemos solos.
Okay, let's continue in 25.
Versículo 25.
Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching.
No dejando de congregarnos, dice, como algunos tienen por costumbre, sino exhortándonos, y tanto más cuando veis que aquel día se acerca.
I feel this is key right here.
Yo creo que esta es una palabra clave.
This is a key verse that we're seeing here.
Un versículo clave que vemos acá.
It says here that some of us have used that as a custom not to fellowship, not to congregate.
Que muchas veces nos acostumbramos a no congregarnos.
Not to fellowship, not to congregate, no, actually not to come to church.
De no congregarnos, de no compartir con los otros.
It says that we need to stir each other up and
no
motivate each other.
Dice que debemos motivarnos los unos a los otros,
now,
exhortarnos los unos a los otros.
In the church in the New Testament,
en el Nuevo Testamento, en la iglesia del Nuevo Testamento,
it was quite contrary.
Era un poco contrario.
We see in Acts that the believers, once they believe, accepted Jesus, they began fellowshipping together.
Y veíamos cómo aquellos que se agregaban a la iglesia comenzaban a congregarse y a reunirse juntos.
They started going to church together, even daily. They would meet daily. They would fellowship.
Se reunían
daily.
A lo mejor diariamente para compartir los
They would even meet in their homes. They would break bread together.
En sus casas
compartían
encourage
pan. One another,
se animaban los unos a los otros.
Burdens.
Se animaban.
So the word fellowship.
Entonces, la palabra,
a lot of you know that that word in the Greek is called koinonia.
La palabra de compartimiento que significa en la palabra griega koinonia.
So here we're gathered together, right?
Entonces estamos acá juntos.
In fellowship and koinonia.
En unión, en koinonia.
Right? Do you agree with me?
¿Están de acuerdo?
So it's not just a gathering, a socializing that we're doing here.
No se trata simplemente de venir y socializarse.
It's actually a vital.
sino es algo vital,
very important,
muy importante,
very crucial,
muy crucial,
to partner together,
estar juntos
in Christ,
en Cristo,
to build the kingdom of God,
para llenar el reino de Dios.
What was common back then and in the New Testament,
entonces lo que pasaba en el Nuevo Testamento,
it was very common for them to gather together in fellowship, right?
Era muy común que se
reunieran. They were in unity, they had one thing in accord, like we do.
Tenían unión y estaban de acuerdo todos.
But it was harder for them.
Pero funcionaba.
Because they were being persecuted.
Pero y eran perseguidos.
We live in a country so far that we have freedom, we have liberty to gather together.
En un país en donde tenemos la libertad de reunirnos
to
juntos.
To fellowship together, to have koinonia.
De compartir y tener koinonia.
So it says here that congregating is essential for spiritual growth.
Acá dice que el congregarse es esencial.
As it provides.
Porque provee.
Mutual encouragement. I know you agree with that.
Un ánimo
practical
mutuo.
Practical support. Accountability.
Apoyo.
Allowing believers to strengthen one another.
Permitiendo que los creyentes se
que nos animemos el uno al otro.
Yes.
To encourage one another.
Que nos animemos
and
los unos
to
a los
reflect
otros.
God's love and character.
Y que reflejemos el carácter del amor de Dios.
Is anybody in agreement with me? Can we say
¿Alguien
amen?
Está de acuerdo en eso?
But we're living in times.
Pero vivimos en un tiempo
where the enemy is robbing.
El enemigo roba
the very thing that God is commanding us to do.
Lo que Dios exactamente nos ha mandado ser.
And that's sad.
Y eso es
because
triste.
It's so so important.
Porque es tan importante.
So here you see Kenneth.
Entonces, acá tenemos a Kenneth.
Kenneth loves to work out. We
a
have
Kenneth
a few other
encanta hacer ejercicio.
Youth that have started working out, so it's becoming a popular thing to take care of your body to work out.
A muchos jóvenes que les están gustando y que están comenzando
they're
a hacer
encouraging
ejercicio.
Each other to go to the gym and
y
work out together.
Y cada uno se anima al otro para poder ir al gimnasio.
It sounds a little bit to what we're doing, right?
Pero eso es right? Lo, de lo que estamos hablando, right? ¿No?
See, one thing that I admire about the sport of bodybuilders.
Pero algo que admiro del deporte de los bodybuilders
is that they cannot.
Es que no pueden.
They cannot train on their own.
No pueden entrenar por sí solos.
They need to have something called a spotter.
Necesitan tener a alguien con
ellos. A partner, an encourager,
un compañero,
a
alguien que los anime, algo que esté ahí.
It's called a spotter. Even some Spanish people know it as a spotter.
O como un spotter.
A spotter. Yeah? So all of you are spotters.
Entonces, cada
all
uno
of
de acá,
us here are spotters.
Somos eso, somos spotters.
So how it works is, here we have Kenneth.
Entonces, ¿cómo funciona es esto? Tenemos a Kenneth acá.
See, I'm very familiar with this sport because when I was growing up,
estoy bien familiarizada con este deporte porque
I grew up in a family that with three brothers.
Crecí en una familia
I was
de tres,
the only girl.
Tres hermanos. Yo era
so
la única niña.
I trained
entonces, entrené
with my older brother. He's the one with the mustache
con,
on the
con
left.
Con mi hermano, el que tiene el bigote, el de la
his
izquierda.
His name is Julio.
Con Julio.
And Julio was tough.
Y él era tremendo.
But when he was a kid, he was a very weak, sickly boy.
Pero cuando era niño, pequeño, era un poco débil.
I can relate that with us too, right?
Y creo que podemos relacionarnos con eso todos. Débiles en el espíritu.
Sickly sometimes. That's why we have church. That's why we have fellowship, right?
Por eso es que tenemos este compartimiento.
So my brother was determined.
Entonces mi hermano se
to become a bodybuilder.
Puso la meta
so
de ser
all
un
these boys that you see here are all bodybuilders.
Entonces todos los que están acá son
so
bodybuilders.
All these boys came to my house.
Todos ellos venían
they
a la casa.
They would work out in the backyard.
Y hacían ejercicio en, la,
they
en
supported,
el patio trasero.
They spotted each other.
Y cada uno era un spotter del otro.
Because they knew that they couldn't do it on their own.
Porque sabían que no podían hacerlo solos.
So these same boys.
Entonces estos mismos chicos.
The ones over here on the far right, the two. The taller boy and then the other one next to him, they're brothers, they're siblings.
El que está todo a la derecha, de rojo, parado a la derecha, y el que está justo al lado de él también, son
they're
hermanos.
Brothers, and they had an amazing encounter with Jesus Christ.
Y tuvieron un gran encuentro con Jesús.
And They both invited my brother and myself
y ellos
to
dos
go to their church.
Invitaron a mi hermano y a mí a
they
ir a la iglesia
prayed
de ellos.
For us so we can have an encounter with Jesus.
Y oraron para que nosotros tuviéramos un
a
encuentro
relationship
con Jesús,
with Jesus,
una relación con Jesús,
and accept Jesus Christ
y aceptar a Jesús
in our hearts.
En nuestro corazón.
So my brother and I went one day and we did it.
Entonces nosotros fuimos
we
con
went
ellos.
To church.
Fuimos a la iglesia.
I only went one time.
Solo fui una vez yo.
They had an altar call, ran to the altar. I gave myself to the Lord.
Un llamado de altar y
and
corrí
since then,
al Señor.
My life has changed.
Y desde ahí en te para adelante, mi vida
God
ha cambiado.
Is so, so good.
Dios
He's
es bueno.
So good to me.
Dios es bueno.
Thank you, Jesus. So these boys really turned out to be our spotters spiritually.
Entonces esos dos chicos se volvieron unos spotters espirituales de nosotros.
Not only physically but spiritually.
No solo físicamente pero también espiritualmente.
So we would get together, read the Bible, encourage each other.
Entonces leíamos la Biblia, nos reuníamos.
You see, we were not intended to carry the weight on our own of
¿Sí ves?
This
world.
No we were not intended for that.
Dios no nos creó para llevar el peso por nosotros mismos.
So Kenneth, can you show us what you do at your home at
Kenneth,
the gym?
Nos mostras qué es lo que haces en la
and
casa.
And then I'd like Justin, his cousin.
Y
I don't know where
Justin,
he's at.
Justin, si nos ayudas por favor.
You can come over here. Justin is his spotter.
Justin es el spotter.
And then we have Gerard as our other spotter.
Y Gerard también.
So these two boys,
entonces,
presence,
dos,
their presence with Kenneth.
Su presencia con Kenneth.
Even without saying a word.
Sin decir una palabra.
Means so much to Kenneth.
Significan mucho para
Kenneth. That Kenneth has someone to help him carry the weight.
Que Kenneth tiene a alguien que puede llevar el peso.
When he cannot go any longer.
Cuando ya no puede, Kenneth.
We're living now in 2026 where things have just shifted so quickly.
Vivimos en el año 2026 en donde las cosas cambian rápidamente.
Now we have social media.
Tenemos las redes sociales.
That says, oh, you can stay home. You can worship by yourself.
Que dicen que te puedes quedar en casa, puedes adorar en
oh,
tu casa.
You could go out in the woods and worship by yourself.
Sí, podemos adorar solitos.
Oh, I could do this all by myself.
Ah, yo puedo hacer esto yo solo.
Oh, all those people that go to church are hypocrites.
Toda la gente que va a la iglesia son hipócritas.
I don't want to meet with them.
No quiero estar con ellos.
So that's the world we're living in.
Ese
so Kenneth,
es el mundo en el
Kenneth,
que vivimos.
How are you doing over there? You tell me.
Kenneth, ¿cómo vas?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
Okay,
está
go
bien,
for it, God. Come on, come
todo.
On. They
todo.
Got you. No pain, no gain, brother.
Sí, si no hay dolor, no hay
you tell
recompensa.
Us, you tell us if you're still doing good, Kenneth.
Dale, Kenneth.
He's a strong guy. Sí. He's still doing good.
Tiene fuerza, le está
a lot of
todo.
Times we think we could do it on our own.
Muchas
we're
veces pensamos
enough.
Que lo podemos hacer por
this.
Nosotros mismos.
We don't need anybody.
Y que no necesitamos de nadie.
Kenneth, how are you doing now?
Kenneth, ¿cómo estás?
Getting a little tired.
Getting a little tired.
Un poco
does
cansado.
That happen to us too?
Ya se está cansando.
It happens to me.
Me pasa a mí.
And I know it happens to you.
Y yo sé que te pasa
and
a ti.
I'll never forget there's been times in my life that I've had a sister, a brother come to me and just put their hands on me, pray for me without me even saying a word.
Y no puedo decir cuántas veces
Kenneth,
he estado yo cansada. Y ha venido
your spotters
alguien,
are here, Kenneth. You need, do they need to spot you? Hey, wait a minute. The job of a spotter is not to take all the weight away from
espérense,
him.
Espérense. El
come on, help
está
him out.
Para ayudar, no para,
yeah.
No para agarrar
you could
el peso
do this,
completo.
Kenneth. You could do all things in Christ who
dale,
strengthens
Kenneth.
You, Kenneth.
Porque
do you
podemos
believe
hacer
that,
todo
Kenneth?
En Cristo que nos fortalece.
Amen. Can you give Kenneth a hand?
Sí, démosle a Kenneth un aplauso.
See, if it wasn't for the spotters, Kenneth couldn't have continued.
Si no hubiera sido por los spotters, Kenneth
see,
no hubiera podido continuar.
There's been people, there's been trainers, bodybuilders.
Ha habido gente
that in their own garage,
que en su propio garaje,
they try to train on their own.
Han tratado
and
de entrenar ellos solos.
Horrible accidents.
Y han tenido accidentes horribles.
That this bar falls on them,
que esta barra les cae en sus pechos y los
broken
quiebra.
Ribs, and even worse things have happened.
Y cosas peores han pasado.
We don't want to be there.
Pero no queremos ser así.
Reality is
la realidad
that we
es
need each other.
Que nos necesitamos los unos
the Bible
a los
says
otros.
To bear one another's burdens.
La Biblia dice que llevemos las cargas de los unos de los otros.
The Bible says that for a reason.
Y lo dice
why?
Por una razón.
Well, God can carry all of our burdens. He
porque
says, cast all your cares upon me because I care for you.
Dios puede cargar todas nuestras cargas.
But Kenneth, how did it feel to have a spotter? Two spotters.
Kenneth, ¿cómo se siente tener a alguien para respaldarte?
Feel good, right?
¿Se siente
Sometimes
bien?
They don't need to say anything.
A veces no necesitamos decir nada.
Just their presence makes
El simple
a difference.
Hecho de estar ahí.
And sometimes they do need to say something.
Y a veces necesitamos decir algo.
I remember one time I was bench pressing with my brother in the backyard.
Una vez estaba de hecho haciendo levantando pesas con mi hermano.
And I'll never forget. I started screaming. I got so angry at him.
Y me enojé con él.
And I told him, take it off, I can't do it.
Y le dije
says,
que
sis, you can do it, no pain, no gain.
Y él me decía, no, si no lo puedes hacer,
so
si,
he came.
Si no te esforzas, no hay recompensa.
He put his hand right underneath the bar.
Y puso su mano justamente debajo de la barra.
I thought.
Yo pensé
he was helping me. I really did.
Que
I
me estaba ayudando.
Lifting the weight off of me.
Pensé que me estaba ayudando.
He said to me, "You know what, sis? You did it on your own."
Me dicen, "No, no, no, eso lo vas a hacer vos
But
sola."
But it was just my presence, my support, my encouragement.
Mi presencia, mi apoyo.
That helped you.
Mi ánimo te va a ayudar.
So now I'm going to end with
termino con esto.
Eclesiastes. I think these are very important verses.
Yo creo que esos son versos importantes.
It says here that two are better than one.
Dice que dos son mejores que uno.
We see it in marriages.
Lo vemos en el matrimonio.
But not only in marriages, two are better than one this way.
Pero también,
and of course, a threefold cord is even better.
Así, y un cordón de tres enredos
because
es mucho más fuerte
it's
que
not
uno.
Quickly broken, the word
Porque no
of
se
God
quiebra
says.
Fácilmente.
So it would be you, your spotter,
Entonces
and
tú,
the Lord. Amen?
Tu spotter
so let's
y
read
el Señor.
This. Let's read this together.
Leemos esto juntos.
Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor.
Mejores son dos que uno porque tienen mejor paga de su trabajo.
Oh, but I'm serving God.
Pero estoy
I'm doing
sirviéndole
what I'm supposed
a Dios.
To do. I could do it on my own.
Yo lo puedo hacer yo solo.
It says there clearly two are better than one.
Dice que dos son
mejores
que uno.
Because greater is their reward together.
Porque serán recompensados
okay, let's go to the next
juntos.
Verse.
El siguiente versículo.
For if they fall, one will lift up his companion. But woe to him who is alone when he falls, for he has no one to help him up.
Porque si cayeren, el uno levantará a su compañero, pero ay del solo, que cuando cayere no habrá segundo que lo levante.
Do you believe that?
¿Creen eso?
Okay, let's end it in 12.
Versículo 12 y terminamos.
So though one may be overpowered by another, two can withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken.
Y si alguno prevaleciere contra uno, y si alguno prevaleciere contra uno, dos le resistirán, y cordón de tres dobleces no se rompe pronto.
The word of God says one can chase 1,000 and two can chase 10,000.
La Biblia dice que uno solo puede perseguir a 1,000, pero dos a 10,000.
So we need one another.
Entonces nos necesitamos los unos a los
math,
otros.
Not our math. So now I'm going to end with something that will take place in our church,
en nuestra iglesia,
in our homes,
en nuestra casa,
in our community,
en nuestra comunidad,
because of you, because of me.
Esto puede pasar por nosotros.
Let's watch this.
Miremos esto.
One leader can shine.
Un líder puede brillar.
Light up another one, but that leader cannot shine on his own. So what does he do? He disciples other leaders.
Y darle luz a los demás.
And then other leaders disciple other leaders.
Y otros discípulos hacen más discípulos.
Look what you can do.
Miren,
together with your church.
Lo que pueden hacer juntos con nuestra iglesia.
Together with your spotter.
Con tu spotter.
Can you say amen, church? Let's stand
this is
up.
Amen, iglesia.
Give God all the glory. Just put your hand next to the person next to
sí.
you.
Pon tu mano, ponte de pie y pon tu mano con la persona que tienes al lado.
And just say, here, I'm here for you. I'm
y
your
dile,
spotter.
Estoy aquí para ti.
I'm your spotter.
Y soy tu spotter.
I got you.
Yo
I got you.
Estoy contigo.
I got your back.
Estoy contigo.
You can do this.
Puedes hacer esto.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you for your life, Kenneth.
Gracias por tu vida.
Thank you for your life, Kenneth.
Gracias por tu vida.
You have a calling in your life. You can do this.
Porque tienes un llamado en tu vida y puedes hacerlo.
The world can get very dark.
El mundo puede ser un mundo muy oscuro.
But spotters are here for one another.
Pero estoy aquí para ti.
En koinonia.
En koinonia.
We got this.
Podemos hacer esto.
And our light can shine through all the world.
Y nuestra
to build
vida
God's kingdom together.
Puede brillar al mundo entero.
Even if there's broken relationships that are real trials and tribulations.
Aún con relaciones rotas, pasando tribulaciones.
Peer pressure.
O presión del mundo.
Sin and so many things out there.
Pecado o cualquier cosa afuera.
We've got each other in the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de
Jesús. Give the Lord a big hand.
Somos
say
uno.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
For my brother, for my sister, all the spotters in this church.
Sí, estamos
to build
juntos
your kingdom, Lord.
Para construir el reino de
thank
Dios.
You, Lord, in Jesus. Vamos.